People must see this gospel at work in you. They must. You are the Bible they're reading. Well, let's be careful not to be like the church in Sardis. So back again to Revelation and to the letter that John writes, but it's from Christ, revealed to the church in Revelation chapter 3, just verse 1 through 3, the last book of the Bible, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, the words of him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know your works. You have the reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. Complete, fulfilled, I think realized, although I didn't find a Bible dictionary that would let me use that word that someone else wrote in there. But I think when you say complete, fulfilled, I think realized is not so far off in our modern parlance. Remember then what you received and heard and keep it. And I'll say, hold fast. Don't give up. Remember what you have received and heard. Keep it and repent. If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come against you. Now, I'm not saying that that's particularly God's message to Alva Baptist Church. I'm saying let's not end up like a church that must have been surprised to receive that message from God. There's seven letters to seven churches. We, church, read them all. Take on board the teachings of all of them. Yeah, I like that. Oh, don't like that. No, no, don't let that be said about me. But here, receiving from God and giving from others is something to watch for, Alva. And people, this will be required of us. And people must see the gospel at work in us. And God comes to a church and he says, are you with me? If you're not with me, you can't carry my name. But be with me and it'll work. This stuff works. Receiving from God and giving to others. The word of his grace. We must help the weak. You have received, you have to give. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And I'm not asking for your money.